2024 has pretty much confirmed that the music industry is a very strange place. All that has been revealed about the top artists in the industry is rather interesting. Everyone from Diddy to Kanye has been exposed this year, showing the world what's really going on in the industry. In 2024, all that were running around doing evil in the darkness have been brought to the light. The latest person to be exposed is Kalani, as her own ex-boyfriend is accusing her of being a part of a dark cult that she's involved her daughter in. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The True Fizz, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about Kalani being exposed for being in a cult by her ex-boyfriend. Let's get right into it. For those who don't know, Kalani is a singer from Oakland, California. She had a rise to fame back in the 2010s, when in 2011, she auditioned for America's Got Talent, a part of a group called Pop Life. The group was created by Dwayne Wiggins, a former R&B artist from the 1990s. Kalani's group would end up finishing in fourth place, but she was told by one of the judges that she was talented and that she should get rid of the group and go solo. Kalani would end up doing just that, leaving the group and going solo, something that didn't really work out as she planned, as she would eventually end up broken homeless for some time. Eventually, Nick Cannon, who met her during her time at America's Got Talent, contacted her and offered to put her in a group that he was creating. Kalani agreed, but then changed her mind. She would eventually end up dropping her debut single on SoundCloud called Anti-Summer Love, which again got the attention of Nick Cannon, who this time offered to help her as a solo artist, providing her with studio time and an apartment to stay at. In 2014, she dropped her debut mixtape Cloud 19, and it was a success, helping launch Kalani's mainstream career. Since then, Kalani has managed to sell millions of records, dropping several hit songs throughout the years. While things were going great for Kalani, who recently released a new project, all that suddenly changed when her ex-boyfriend and father of her daughter, Young White, made some alarming allegations about her. During the end of July, Young White filed for full custody of his and Kalani's child, claiming that their child was in danger while living with Kalani. According to Young's claims, Kalani has been a part of some sex cult that he didn't name in the lawsuit. He claims that this cult controls her life and is led by a man named Nito. According to White, Nito was previously accused of SAing several women and young girls. He also claims that his daughter is being raised in this cult and is being used for strange rituals. White also claims that even his daughter's birth was a ritual, as they made Kalani give birth in a ritual ceremony standing up while White caught the baby. According to White, because Kalani gave birth outside of a hospital, he wasn't placed on his child's birth certificate. White also claimed that at one point, his daughter was being used for a ritual where she had to be left alone with the leader of the cult who was previously accused of SA. He claims that when he tried to confront Nito about doing these rituals with his daughter, he was restrained and threatened by the members of the cult. This is the reason White was seeking full custody of his daughter, as he feared for her safety while she was being raised in this strange cult. Eventually, Kalani would respond to the allegations about her being in a cult by denying it all, giving this statement here. What has been published in the media over the past 24 hours is incredibly hurtful, inaccurate, inappropriate, and simply untrue. I strongly deny any claims that I have put my child in harm's way or left my child alone with anyone deemed dangerous or unsafe. According to Kalani, this was all just a private family matter that was being handled through the courts. The only thing is that Kalani doesn't seem to be telling the truth about being in a cult. 2 years ago in 2022, Kalani admitted to the world that she was practicing Santeria, which is a religion based on occult beliefs. Santeria is centered on the concept of Aki, a sacred magical power that can be transmitted from a supernatural being to a person and then on to others. Santeria is just another religion that revolves around ritual magic and sacrifices. Kalani even dropped her music video Altar, in which she performs an actual Santeria ritual within it. In the music video, she could be seen ritually dancing in front of an altar, with a woman at the center of the altar playing the high priest. This was supposed to represent a Santeria ritual. Now, I don't think the cult White accused Kalani of being a part of is Santeria, as White claims she was a part of a sex cult. If we know anything about Hollywood, we know they love and follow Aleister Crowley. And Aleister Crowley started a sex cult religion called the Lima. And this is what I believe Kalani is a part of. Santeria is not known as a sex cult, so it's obvious that White was referring to something else altogether. Considering her connection to Roc Nation, with her being signed to a management deal with Jay-Z, who is a known occultist, I am confident she is a Thelemite. Jay-Z himself follows Aleister Crowley. As I exposed before, he wore a hoodie with Crowley's Do What Thou Wilt Creole on it. Everyone signed to Jay-Z took the same oath as him. They all show the same signs that prove it. In Aleister Crowley's religion Thelema, Horus is the main god. The symbol that represents Horus is no other than the all-seeing eye, the symbol that Jay-Z is always throwing up, which he calls the Roc Nation symbol. The reason this symbol represents Horus is due to the fact that Horus lost one of his eyes, making him the one-eyed god. Many celebrities who practice Thelema tend to do poses where they cover one of their eyes to show their worship and servitude to Horus. The entire religion of Thelema was started from the encounter Crowley had with Awis, who he called the messenger of Horus. Kalani, just like many other celebrities in the industry, show this one-eye symbolism on many occasions, revealing their connections to Thelema. The fact that her ex-boyfriend claims she has her daughter participating in rituals points further to Thelema, as in Thelema, children play a crucial part in one of the main rituals of the religion called the Gnostic Mass. The fact that her ex claimed she was a part of a sex cult and had her daughter doing rituals, and the fact that she was signed to Jay-Z's Roc Nation points to her being a Thelemite to me. Now, when it comes to her daughter, this is truly alarming, as Crowley was known for using children in rituals. It was believed his own daughter passed away after Crowley used her for a ritual he was performing. Crowley was adamant about using innocent children for his rituals, as he believed they had more spiritual value. The fact that Young White claims his daughter is being used in these rituals to me is a big red flag, and that young girl needs to be removed from that environment immediately before it's too late. Strangely, after Young White made all these claims online and Kalani responded by denying it, he decided to tone down his claims about Kalani, even claiming that his court filing was slightly incorrect, going from calling what Kalani was a part of a cult to a religion. This to me was extremely suspicious, and it was like he got spooked and was backtracking what he revealed. Could it have something to do with the cult he already told us had threatened him in the past? I just don't see Young taking back these serious claims like that out of nowhere, especially after taking these claims to an actual family court. I believe this wasn't supposed to leave the courthouse, but somehow it was leaked to the media. What I believe happened was Kalani's cult most likely got to Young and threatened him to shut up. This all reminds me of the story I covered a few months back about MIA, who claimed Jay-Z was working with her ex-billionaire to take her son away from her and raise him in a cult. Sadly, MIA was stripped away from her child, and there was nothing she can do about it. Who knows what they had her child involved in? MIA claimed that she wasn't willing to sacrifice her child for her success, and it cost her her career. Unfortunately, this is the same situation Young White is going through with Kalani. The music industry is truly disturbing. We just keep seeing more examples of these celebrities being involved in the occult and dark practices. Everything about Kalani tells us she was one of the artists who was chosen by the higher-ups from the beginning. She started her career a part of a group that was started by a former artist. She then got on America's Got Talent, which led to her being helped by Nick Cannon, and even eventually signing to Jay-Z's management. Recently, we have been seeing a lot of these celebrities reveal their involvement in witchcraft or the occult. Lana Del Rey admitted to being a witch as well, and so did Vanessa Hudgens and Ariana Grande.
Is there an in-between anywhere where wrath meets the universe?
Yeah. I'm somewhere in between. I've learned. I don't know. I sit somewhere between being a literal witch. Literal witch.
Being a literal witch. Literal witch.
I'm not kidding. And being like the most realistic, cut, dry, like, you know?
Yeah. Did Queen Bee practice witchcraft on one of her musicians? Miss David Nell TV exclusive. The drummer who claimed she was under Beyonce's spell is now speaking out.
The fact that people keep saying, I'm crazy? Hell, the situations I had to deal with in life are crazy.
Kimberly Thompson says she is tormented being put under manic sexual spells by Beyonce.
We're talking about other situations where changing into animals and jumping into other bodies and all kinds of really crazy stuff.
In bizarre court papers, Thompson claims Beyonce, she refers to as this person, has started a campaign of harassment against her that includes extreme witchcraft, dark magic, and magic spells.
You've tweeted sometimes about witchcraft, like very cryptically. Do you practice magic? What are your favorite spells?
The egg spell.
The egg spell?
You cleanse yourself with an egg, right? Pass the egg all over yourself, praying for all of your negativity to go away into the egg, right? But you're like what the person is doing off of you, and you crack it in the crossroad and you walk away and you don't look back.
When did that start?
My mother practiced what you would call like espiritismo, like a table magic.
You consider yourself a witch?
Oh, I am a witch, but I don't do taxes for everybody.
She's scared.
No.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. Because, you know, they tell me Beyonce's a witch and we should be scared. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's an Ifa. So when she wears her yellow, that's Oshun.
Oh.
Of, you know, riches and beauty, love and all of that. Which I can see why she's connected to Oshun. But yeah, so it's another kind of tradition.
Okay.
Like a lot of people would think it's, but it's really Ifa. So it's a similar, it's like a lifestyle as of a religion.
Because I always wonder why y'all on flowers and y'all that elaborate. I'm like, can nobody buy your clothes? Your clothes look different.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
She probably gives her, so she has her own altar. She gives her food. She has parties for her. All of that. Just like Summer Walker.
Coming out as a witch?
I mean, yes.
Yeah.
It's been such a journey, and I kind of had an awakening and had so many questions. Was so curious. I was very much on this idea of like a spiritual brigade, and I kind of wanted to figure out who they were specifically so I can be more intimate with them.
These celebrities have no issues coming out and revealing the truth about their involvement in the occult because we're living in a new world. I hope that young White finds a way to get his daughter away from Kalani and that cult. I hope that he is granted full custody as it would probably be the best for her. I'm gonna keep my eyes on this situation to see how this plays out. It already looks suspicious to me since young White started backtracking his original claims. Knowing that he said he was being threatened by this cult before, I think it might be what's going on now. If something mysteriously ends up happening to Young, we know he didn't do it to himself. Kalani is obviously another Masonic puppet in the music industry. She is clearly involved in the occult, something she admitted herself. We all know there's a dark price to fame, a price Kalani had no issues paying. Well, I'm gonna end this one here, but before you guys go, I just wanted to remind my patrons that a new Patreon exclusive is dropping next week about a group of politicians who were involved in a satanic trafficking operation. If you're one of my patrons, be on the lookout for that video. If you're not a Patreon member, consider joining. It's only $3 a month, and you'll get access to this video when it drops and 30 other videos that are uncensored and not allowed here on YouTube. If you want to become a member, hit the link in the description to join now. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.